I don't think Satan is much interested in people who have not known the saving grace of Jesus Christ. That is, he's not interested in tempting them because our natural disposition is to sin, and he doesn't worry about that. What he is concerned about are those who have received the grace of Jesus Christ, and he comes to try to destroy that which God has done in the lives of his children. And he comes at us the same way as he came at Jesus, at the point of our confidence in God. He comes at us at the point of our confidence of our salvation, trying to whittle away our confidence that we are the sons and daughters of God. Listen to what happened to Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You see, the tempter came to Jesus too. None of us like this unpleasant thing that happens when we are tempted. When the devil comes to us and tries to destroy our faith and our confidence, tries to tempt us to sins of the flesh and sins of the spirit, to tempt us to forsake our faith in God, tempt us just to give up on the whole thing because we're in some kind of problem or other. Jesus said, we don't live by bread alone, but we live by the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And this is what God said, if you believe in Jesus, you will be my child forever. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your goodness and your wonderful mercy toward us. Help us as we are tempted, Lord. Help us to be like Jesus, to have unshaken confidence that you are our Father. So let me go forward today with that confidence, Lord, that nothing may shake my faith. In Jesus' name, amen.